Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Who is that DJ?
I don't know.
Does it matter?
Doesn't matter. Generic country artist singing about drinking beer.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I just, you know what I did? I just searched beer in our system and kind of grabbed
you?
It doesn't really. Yeah.
Are you thirsty? Yeah.
No, you're about to talk about beer.
Oh, beer deprived? Oh, that's right.
Thank you, DJ, for paying attention to this show.
Yeah, well,
we appreciate when people listen.
Some of us have.
Yes. Before we get into the liney shorts, Susie Jones's voice on the air.
Yep.
It's her second day back. She's working from home, and I just, it does my heart good, fills me with gladness and positivity and rays of sunshine, because I just love Susie Jones, and I'm so glad to hear her back, you know, post her removal of her tumor for lung cancer, and been following her through that episode. I know what a challenge it is, and I'm just so thrilled. Suze, we love you. I'm texting with her. So just a shout out. Good positive thoughts towards Susie Jones, and what a gift to CCO. So glad she's back on the air.
We have two warriors on our air, you and Susie Jones.
Showing up
for work, battling cancer, getting it done, and sharing with listeners what you're going through, which I think has been helping a lot of people. I know it's been helping people, because every family is going through something similar with somebody in their family who's facing something that's potentially life-threatening.
Yeah.
So you talking about it on the air, I think it does, not that there's any stigma talking about, you know, these serious diseases, but I think it does help people. When they hear that.
I hope so.
Hey, it's not just us.
So.
It's everyone who's impacted.
Glad to hear her voice.
All right. We have questions. I think I know the answer, but I bet you our listeners will set us straight. Text us or even call us if you feel like it. If you have a strong reaction to this question, why do some Minnesota men, specifically younger men, but not exclusively younger men, why do some men wear shorts during the coldest days of winter? Is it?
I mean, did they not hear the story about the frozen penis? Were they not listening?
Well, yeah, but they're probably not outside for an extended period of time. Maybe they're walking from one class to another class. They're probably not camping outside in shorts when it's 9 degrees. But I do see a lot of people. And you know, many times the Amazon delivery driver, the FedEx guy, people showing up at the house do wear shorts. But again, they're in and out of their in and out of their truck, so they're not outside in the cold for hour after hour. But why? Why do they wear shorts? Is it just to thumb your nose at old man winter? Is it, hey, I'm tough and this isn't so bad? It's usually young men, right? Have you seen women in shorts in January? I haven't. I'm sure it exists.
No. I've never seen... I don't think I've ever seen a woman in shorts in January.
Not in shorts, but, you know, cruise downtown Minneapolis late on a Friday or Saturday night, and you'll see some women in, knee-length dresses and things like that pretty regularly.
Not knee-length. It's, like, right under the crotch length.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to say that part, but...
Almost illegal length. Yes, that's true. Really? I have seen that in downtown Minneapolis on clubbing nights. Yes, that's true. You know, David, you make a good point.
Yeah. Well, the clubbing ship has sailed. But hey, good for you. Whatever it takes. The reason we're talking about shorts, Leinenkugel yesterday came out with heated shorts for $55 a pair that had heating elements inside the shorts, powered by a rechargeable battery in the legs. And it also had this really cool external bottle holster, so you could walk around, you know, with your bottle of beer.
So does it make your beer warm, though?
Apparently not, because it's on the outside. The heating coils are on the inside of your pants. And this is to celebrate... apparently, the citrus-spiked summer shandy, but they sold out. I went online today. I was going to buy a pair from one of my sons, who is a bit of a beer snob, and see if he'd wear that. But I found out they sold out. I don't know. $55.
Heated shorts to wear around in the winter. I mean, heated shorts, in my opinion, should just be pants. Well, but okay, I guess if maybe you're must have the calves exposed all year, but want to keep the jewels warm, okay. And if Liney can do it and they sold out, I think, by the way, that's a fantastic business model right there.
It is. I hope they restock. They look pretty cool. I mean, it would definitely be a conversation item. You show up at a party with those shorts, there will be questions. So anyway.
I'll make sure when they come back in stock, we'll make sure we send a pair over to the Finnish skier. I think he will really appreciate those.
That poor guy. Never
when we get back, Stephen Belton is going to join us, president and CEO of the Urban League Twin Cities. Very curious to hear his reaction to the Ahmed Arbery verdict today. Guilty on all counts in a federal hate crimes, in the federal hate crimes part of that trial. I want to hear about that. And also, we haven't spoken to him since Kim Potter was sentenced. So we'll talk with that with Stephen Belton next.
It's already Tuesday. Glad you could join us today. Stephen Belton is president, CEO, Urban League Twin Cities. He joins us every Tuesday at this time to talk about a wide variety, a spectrum of issues that are going on right now locally and nationwide. But today we wanted to start with an obvious question, one that's near and dear to my heart. Stephen, welcome, and how much snow did you get?
looks like about, I don't know, I'm going to say 4 inches, maybe 5. I don't think it was quite 5, but it's a fluffy snow, and I just finished clearing my walk and driveway. So,
did you shovel?
I shoveled with a Toro snowblower.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. Smart man. Good. Thank you for that.
Super satisfying. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Stephen, there's so much happening all over, and there's so much to get to. I mean, racist incidents in sports, the Ahmed Arbery verdict that we're talking about, but also today, I was just reading about the wrap-up of the three ex-Minneapolis police officers that are now charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. Obviously, the closing arguments are happening today. And one of the lawyers claims that the officers were doing what was best for Floyd, holding him until paramedics arrived. And he said that George Floyd's death was a tragedy, but not necessarily a crime. I have some strong reactions to that, but I wanted to hear yours first.
Well, you know, so it's easy for you and I and Paul to Jordana to sort of armchair lawyer this thing, We're not in the courtroom. We're not. We haven't heard all the witnesses. We're not. We're not the lawyers or the judge, but we're just kind of reacting to it, just as you are, reading it and hearing snippets reported to us by others. But from that perspective, and I think that's a valid perspective to armchair lawyer this thing, I think counterintuitive arguments are ineffective with juries. I think they make jurors roll their eyes and tune out because you said something that doesn't make sense. And it has the unfortunate consequence in this case for that attorney of discounting everything else he says. To say that George Floyd's death was a tragedy but was not necessarily a crime is counterintuitive, because Derek Chauvin was convicted of this very crime. And all it really does is suggest that this lawyer is out of touch and is grasping for straws. The fact is that in your custody means in your care. And what has happened here is that these police officers are being charged with failure to protect or to, in fact, violating the civil rights of George Floyd, because they failed to care for him. They failed to exercise their duty and their responsibility to care for him, and it wound up depriving him of his life. And so I don't think the argument makes sense. I think as a casual, you know, as an interested party, as a stakeholder in this issue, but somebody who's not in the courtroom, it's one of those things that just makes me roll my eyes and say, what are you thinking of? Really, that's the best you got?
I want to also dovetail into Ahmaud Arbery's killers have now been found guilty on all counts in federal hate crime trials. This is different, of course, than their murder trial. They have already been sentenced to life in prison. Now they are convicted of hate crimes. Tell us how that is maybe advances justice or changes the narrative a little bit.
Well, I think what it does is it strengthens the sense of accountability around these issues. For all intents and purposes, whether or not they were convicted of these crimes or not, since they've already been convicted of whether or not they're convicted in the civil trial or not, the fact is they've already been convicted and sentenced to, in two of the three cases, life in prison without parole, the other one for a very long time. So it's not going to change, you know, the circumstances of the incarceration. What it does change is the optics, the way that we talk about it, and the way that people who are predisposed or who may be thinking about this or who have considered this, it makes them, I think it provides a chilling effect. It's sad that we would have to be thinking about providing discouragement or chilling effect for people who might be predisposed to this sort of crime, but I think it does. The optics issue that I'm talking about, the narrative is that it says that you're not going to get away with this. We're going to literally throw the book at you. Every law, every crime, every civil penalty that you could be potentially liable for this kind of heinous act, you will be held accountable for. And let's not forget what actually happened. Ahmaud Arbery was hunted down in a neighborhood while he was jogging and running around looking in houses, and he was hunted down specifically because of his race. And so that's what the jury found today in this federal civil rights hate crime trial. And so it changes the narrative. It changes the way that we think about it and that we talk about it. And it changes people's sense of accountability around these issues.
Stephen, for me, it's all about the data. And I stumbled upon a statistic that blew me away. African-Americans, three times more likely than white people to die at the hands of law enforcement. Now, this is nationwide. Three times more likely to die at the hands of law enforcement, even though they are 1.3 times more likely to be unarmed. I'm not diminishing the fact that we have a crime problem in the city, in the suburbs. It's a nationwide problem. But when you hear those statistics, where does your mind go?
Well, it's another one of these unfortunate disparities that we're hearing about, and it speaks to the trauma that African Americans live with. We've talked, several months ago, or at some point in the time that we spent on the radio, we talked about the talk that African American parents have with their children, with their sons and daughters. And this, you're using it in the form of data, which is important, and I resonate to the data as well. anecdotally, every black parent knows that their child is more likely to be killed at the hands of police, more likely to be arrested at the hands of police, simply because of the color of the skin. Our culture has weaponized melanin, our weaponized skin color. And it's a sad fact. It's a sad reality. It also reflects the fact that even though we may be doing everything right, meaning as would happen with Philando Castile, even though we may tell the police that we have a licensed firearm in our car, even though we may raise our hands to get out of the way and to show that we are not a threat, we can still end up dead. And so that's the part of the trauma, the reality that African-American families have to live with. And that's part of what we're trying to reconcile in this moment, in this time. That's part of the racial justice movement. And that's why we have a slogan that says Black Lives Matter, because the data show that more often than not, our lives don't matter.
There's so much to discuss with you, and I know we haven't talked since Kim Potter was sentenced also and to 2 years in prison. And people have been railing against this as well, because, you know, if you look back historically, that sentence, you know, may not have been what people were looking for. Did you consider that sentence justice?
You know, that's a tough one, Jordan. You always ask the tough questions. I think I'm just going to talk to Paul for a while.
Yes, no amounts.
I'm sorry. You know, I've been struggling with this one. I'm struggling with this one, too, because I don't know. That's why your opinion matters to me.
Well, you know, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, again, this is another opportunity for armchair justice. But if you are, you know, the parents of this young man who was shot and killed, Dante Wright, if you are a family member or a loved one, no amount, no sentence is going to give you a sense of justice. So whether it's 2 years, 20 years, or 200 years, there's never going to give you a sense of justice. But the fact is that you and I weren't sitting in the court. You and I have not been the recipients of all of the mails, the emails, the notes and the information, the sentencing reports that were provided by the court system, and the letters from family members, community members, and lots of others, from Kim Potter's own friends. We're not privy to that data. All we're doing is we're looking at from the outside of one aspect of this. And I can tell you, as an activist, as somebody who's dedicated my life to dealing with racial justice, the optics don't feel good. If you compare it, of course, with, you know, Muhammad Noor, and look at the 10-year sentence he got for killing a white woman, it doesn't seem fair. On the other hand, you know, you have to look at every case by case. And I will tell you, as a pastor, as somebody who's also dedicated my life to faith and to God, I have to say that, you know, I believe in redemption. I would hope that Kim Potter would be reformed. Her contrition in this time has been genuine. Again, I'm not speaking as a parent or as a loved one, as somebody who was personally connected with Dante Wright, and her expressions of contrition to them, her apology, her pouring out may seem hollow and contrived to them. I'm just saying, from my perspective, it seemed genuine, and I would hope that with this short sentence, relatively short sentence, that she would use this time, that she would use her platform to talk about gun safety, to talk about better training for police officers, and to be able to advance this issue about how disproportionately blacks, no matter what's going on, wind up being killed at the hands of police.
That something good can come from unspeakable tragedy, another unspeakable tragedy. Stephen Belton, we so appreciate your perspective and your words of wisdom. The Urban League Twin Cities, lucky to have you. We are lucky to have you on our show. Be safe out there and keep that sidewalk clear of snow, please. Okay.
You know, I can always use an extra hand. So if you and Jordan,
oh, get over there, Paul.
You're breaking up, Steve.
No, I'm just sending him. I'm not.
Stephen, you're breaking up. Didn't hear that. What did he say?
Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Stephen. All right.
I'm not going. I'll send David, our handsome husband, or you boys can go have a nice shoveling party. But yeah, that ship has sailed for me.
Speaking of shoveling, how much do you know about snow?
Oh,
Minnesota's biggest export. Is that it's not our biggest export, but it seems like it this time of year. When we come back, I get to quiz DJ and Jordana and you about snow trivia. That's next on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I remember some crazy nights, and I'm just so glad it was before the internet, before I could post anything. There were no photos or videos. I feel so bad for kids today. Yep. I mean, everything is going to be online forever, right? I mean,
can't escape.
The good, the bad, that's the ugly. True. Okay. Time for a quiz. One I can't lose because nope. I am in charge of the quiz. I'm the manager, okay? And you will do what I say when I say. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. DJ and Jordana, and please play along at home. No wagering, no betting, please. No sports book betting on the quizzes. I hear that's a thing. Jordana?
I think we should start betting on these. Like, losers gotta, you know, do a couple of snow angels and a t-shirt tonight or something.
Oh.
Sorry.
And maybe some heated shorts.
Yes, some heated shorts.
Would you turn down his microphone? Jordana, you're going first, whether
okay,
you want to or not.
That
okay?
just means Paul's going to give me really hard questions.
No,
I
no,
see
no,
what's
no,
happening.
Hit me. Oh, because he's mad at you.
Yeah, because he's mad at me because he loses my quiz. I see what's happening.
It's I'm okay. not bitter.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm not bitter.
Yep.
Well, maybe a little.
Payback.
Here we go. Jor, how many snowflakes fall on the planet every winter? Rough estimate. How many snowflakes? A, roughly a trillion. B, 100 trillion. Or C, a septillion.
Is a septillion more than 100 trillion?
Yes.
Hey, you're
then I'm going to go with that.
Can you hear clues?
Well,
I'm going to go with as many as you can't count. I don't even know if septillion is a real thing, but I'm going to go with that.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Ring that bell.
How can they possibly count the amount of snowflakes?
It's obviously,
I think that's a load of crap.
It's an estimate. The Library of Congress says this, and so I'm going to bet that they're on the right track. By the way, a septillion is a one followed by 24 zeros.
Wow.
It is a trillion flakes.
Oh,
wow.
Every
that's
winter.
A lot of flakes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
DJ.
Yep.
True or false?
Okay.
No two snowflakes are ever identical.
Ooh. Now, I have heard conflicting reports on this. And I think it depends on your, you know, I think it depends on your theology of the world, to be honest. But I don't think we have time for that. So
what? I don't think so either.
Yes or no?
False.
You are correct. In 1988, a scientist found two identical snow crystals. They came from a storm in Wisconsin. So and since then, there have been other instances where there in fact, been identical snowflakes, identical ice crystals. So
fascinating.
Mm.
Okay. It is what it is, right?
Well done, DJ.
Yep.
Good
okay,
job, DJ.
Jordana, how fast do snowflakes typically fall through the air? Ooh. How fast do they fall? A, 1 to 6 feet a second. B, 6 to 10 feet a second. C, 15 miles an hour.
Wow.
B.
Oh. So close.
I have no idea.
1 to 6 feet per second. About 95% of all snowflakes fall at speeds that are between 1 and 6 feet per second. If that ever comes up in casual conversation.
Okay. As I'm looking at my window trying to calculate how fast they're falling. But again, I don't do math.
You didn't want to convert all your answers into the same measurement, Paul? No. Okay.
No. There's no need.
Yeah. Okay. Continue.
Here we go, DJ.
Yep.
Which city has never reported snow or frost since modern-day records were started in the mid-1800s?
Ooh, okay.
Which of the following U.S. city?
Okay.
No snow, no reports of frost or a freeze.
Okay.
Is it New Orleans, Miami, or Key West?
Oh. Well, I don't think it's New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Miami or Key? I'm going to go with Miami.
Oh.
No? Key West?
Key West. Miami,
yeah.
I remember the winter of 1977, they were making little snowmen in Miami Beach. It snowed in Miami.
Really?
Wow.
Back in the winter of 76, 77.
Okay.
It's exceedingly rare.
Yeah.
Key West has never seen snow. They've never seen frost.
Wow.
The coldest temperature on record for Key West is 41 degrees back in 1981 and 1886.
Okay.
So
good for them.
Thought that was kind of interesting.
Cool. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Jordana, here we go. You're up, Jor. A blizzard is possible when skies are clear and no snow is falling. Is that true or false? A blizzard is possible when skies are clear, sunny even, and no snow is falling. Is that true or false?
Well, it seems like that would be a trick question, so I'm going to say true.
You are correct.
Okay, then explain that. Define blizzard.
Wait, can I guess? Because it's about the wind and the visibility, not necessarily the snow falling. So if you get a bunch of snow and then you have a bunch of wind and it whips up the snow, you get a blizzard.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't have to be falling snow.
Yeah.
It can be blowing the snow that's already on the ground. And you're right. The criteria, 35-mile-an-hour winds, visibilities under a quarter mile for at least 3 hours in falling or blowing snow. So
that's cool.
Wait, so that's why you say blizzard conditions, because you could have blizzard conditions for 2 hours and 45 minutes, but it's not actually a blizzard because it didn't make it 15 more minutes.
Exactly. If it's a wind gust or even an hour of winds over 35, it has to be a sustained period. Yeah. Speaking of which, okay, good job. So whose turn is it?
It's my turn, I think.
Okay, I think it is. All right. The term blizzard originally referred to a type of locomotive train in the late 1800s, B, a boxing match, C, a winter hurricane.
I think I know this.
Boy,
Don't give the answer until I get to go.
Okay. I feel like I've heard this. I think it's the boxing thing, like a blizzard of punches, and then the snowstorm was named after that. Am I right?
Very proud of you.
Look at that.
Yes.
Good for you, David. I'm super impressed.
Good memory. God, I wish I had your memory. Yeah, the term...
Yeah, it is a good memory. I'm super
The term
impressed.
Was
yeah.
used as early as the 1820s to describe a violent blow or series of blows during a boxing match.
Mm.
For some reason, a newspaper in Estherville, Iowa in 1870 used the term blizzard to describe a storm that was going to beat up that part of Iowa.
Wow.
And so they just kind of borrowed that term and took it from a boxing term yeah. into a weather term. It caught on quickly with other newspapers, and now everybody uses.
You write for a newspaper. Mm-hmm. Can you make up a weather term that everybody uses?
Snizzle.
I haven't heard that. Make that up?
Frizzle. Freezing drizzle. Yeah, well, I've made up a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. but nothing is going to catch on like that.
Okay.
But anyway, who won?
It.
Who won?
We tied, I think, 2-2.
2-2?
Yeah. It's disappointing. Right.
That's impressive. All right.
Well, good job, at least we didn't embarrass ourselves. At least
no, you did not.
That's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. All right. Good job, Paul. That was fun. I learned something. And now everybody will remember the blizzard story. I thought the blizzard story is cool. I managed to remember that also. It was like a blizzard of punches mm-hmm. turned into a weather term. It's cool.
Yep.
Good job, David.
Yes.
Excellent job. All right. When we get back, Mike Max is going to join us. Any update on those Major League Baseball negotiations? We'll find out next.
Here to talk sports, along with the occasional rant about traffic and other stuff, it's Mike Max, now joining Paul and Jordana.
Should I stay or should I go now?
You should go. You should go. Would you please go? Not you, Mike. We want you to stick around.
No, you stay, buddy. You stay.
Okay, I had to go to the bathroom, and I thought, well, maybe that's what you
were... We like you.
No, just wait till after this.
Okay.
Wait till after this
All
hit.
All right. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you know, we're hanging in there.
Yeah.
We're safe. Have you been driving around?
I was
covering stories.
More, and
how
I
was traffic? Realize,
it was not. It was really kind of weird because this morning coming down the freeway, you'd have somebody ahead of you by about 100 yards, and all of a sudden they just disappear mm-hmm. because there'd be like I suppose a wind gust or something, and you knew they were there because you were keeping distance. But it was like whoa, this really is a vision problem, and you got to be careful. And then I saw over by 35W in Washington, somebody took out a great, and this takes some work, a great big light pole. And and they were calling for assistance. They were okay. It was obvious to see that they were okay, but there were two cars involved in it. And you go, whoa. Oh, what a way to ruin your day, And
that's tough.
Yeah. So it was worse than I thought it was going to be. I drove over to the University of Minnesota. Did a press conference for basketball there, and it wasn't that you couldn't navigate it, but it was more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Maxie, once we get the big dome over the entire Twin Cities metro.
Yep.
Right.
Things will get better.
I'll tell you what, we might not be around to see it, but our grandkids will. They'll hit one button. They'll say, here comes this. Oh, the whole thing will change. They'll go to Paul Douglas's great-grandson, and they'll say, what's it look like out there? And he said, well, I think this is going to be a dome day, meaning bad weather's coming in, and they'll hit the button,
Love it.
Yep.
That could work. Hey, are we any closer with Major League Baseball? People are getting fidgety.
I haven't checked today. Yesterday, they had a group together in Orlando that included Taylor Rogers had joined them, the Twins union rep. Jason Castro, the former Twin, also a part of it. So they were at least trying to gather so that they could negotiate some. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, was not down there. Not that he can't meet with them via Zoom or telephone or anything else. So I looked at that as a somewhat positive. I still think it's not that difficult for them to do if they just get together and decide they want to hammer it out. I don't see the upside of having this multi-billion-dollar industry take people through. It's just your third impeded spring training, so to speak, and I don't see the upside of that when there's that much money out there. If you're arguing about a business making it or not making it, I get it. There's a lot to be argued about, right? If you're going to shut down or not shut down, but this one's not about that. It's just about making sure everybody gets their slice of the pie, and the American people are waiting, so to speak.
Yeah. Hope you're right, Maxie. I can't argue with anything you said.
I got Royce White on tonight with me. He's going to run against Ilhan Omar for Congress. And he played a lot of basketball and made his name in fighting mental health, but he'll visit with me tonight at Sports to the Max.
We'll be listening.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Maxie.
Thank you, Mikey. We'll be listening. Sports to the Max tonight. When we get back, your calls and texts on the snow. The news is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.